This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. NATO's Secretary General says that at least 25 countries will join the United States in sending new troops to Afghanistan. None will send as many troops as the U.S. Some will send only dozens. The total, we're told, is about 6,000 to 7,000 for now. That news comes as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visits NATO headquarters in Europe. That's where she sat down with NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The secretary took a break from a hectic day of meetings to meet me in a quiet radio studio here at NATO. She said she's been pleased with what she heard around the table this morning as she met with her NATO counterparts.
There was a great deal of commitment expressed, of understanding and solidarity. And the numbers of troops that are being announced is heartening. We heard this morning, from off the top of my head, the Italians, the Poles, the Slovaks. I mean, we had a very good time listening to what was coming forth. And between absolutely brand new commitments and a willingness and resolve to leave troops that were going to come out after the election, we are over 5,000. The exact numbers will be, totaled up going forward.
But the big countries, Germany, France, have said that they're going to wait until January. Are you worried at all that there's some hesitation?
Well, the United Kingdom has come forward with, more troops. That makes them the second largest contributor. Both France and Germany wanted very much to have this conference in London at the end of January. And my impression is that we will hear more from them as we move toward the conference.
A lot of European countries talk about sending trainers to Afghanistan. And I wonder, you told us on the airplane that there's not much of a distinction these days between combat forces and trainers. And I wonder if that's been a hard sell here at NATO.
No, Michelle, there is a distinction, but it's not as clear-cut a one as people sometimes imagine, because there are different phases of training. The end of the training is actually taking place in combat, because we can't just send over people to teach them how to load their guns and then send the Afghan soldiers out into the field. And General McChrystal's view is that we need people living, working, literally breathing together off the battlefield, on the battlefield, before we can, say with confidence that an Afghan security force unit is ready to go on its own.
And that makes a difference for the U.S. schedule for withdrawing.
Well, it does, but it also makes a difference in the need for more combat troops as well as more trainers, and we're getting both.
The State Department's also, I don't know if we want to call it a civilian surge, but planning to send in more civilians, agricultural experts and others. Are you hearing from NATO countries? Are they pitching in more on that front?
Yes, and people are coming forward with new contributions, and some of it is very direct, like more money into the Afghan National Security Force Trust Fund, and we'll use that to train the security forces. But others are saying they want to do more on public administration, on agriculture, education. I just want to be sure that we are all part of an international plan. We now have an international military plan under General McChrystal. I'm working to get an international civilian plan.
The question now, she says, is how to coordinate the new development aid. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Brussels.